Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Delegates to the United Nations Conference on International Organization. The world has experienced a revival of an old faith in the everlasting moral force of justice. At no time in history has there been a more important conference or a more necessary meeting than this one in San Francisco, which you are opening today. On behalf of the American people, I extend to you a most hearty welcome. President Roosevelt appointed an able delegation to represent the United States. I have complete confidence in its chairman, Secretary of State Stettinius, and in his distinguished colleagues, former Secretary Cordell Hull, Senator Conley, Senator Vandenberg, Representative Bloom, and Representative Eaton, Governor Stassen, and Dean Gildersleeve. They have my confidence. They have my support. In the name of a great humanitarian, one who surely is with us today in spirit, I earnestly appeal to each and every one of you to rise above personal interests and to adhere to those lofty principles which benefit all mankind. Franklin D. Roosevelt gave his life while trying to perpetuate these high ideals. This conference owes its existence in a large part to the vision, foresight, and determination of Franklin Roosevelt. Each of you can remember other courageous champions who also made the supreme sacrifice serving under your flag. They gave their lives so that others might live in security. They died to ensure justice. We must work and live to guarantee justice for all. You members of this conference are to be architects of a better world. In your hands rests our future. By your labors at this conference, we shall know if suffering humanity is to achieve a just and lasting peace. Let us labor to achieve a peace which is really worthy of their great sacrifice. We must make certain by your work here that another war will be impossible. We who have lived through the torture and the tragedy of two world conflicts must realize the magnitude of the problem before us. We do not need far-sighted vision to understand the trend in recent history. Its significance is all too clear. With ever-increasing brutality and destruction, modern warfare, if unchecked, would ultimately crush all civilization. We still have a choice between the alternatives: continuation of international chaos, or the establishment of a world organization for the enforcement of peace.